Drinks.
Hey everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I am Amanda Allen.
Oh, Vacation Jackson is here.
Vacation Jackson is still.
Who's Vacation Jackson?
That's me when I'm on vacation.
joining us this episode, we are so excited. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's a voiceover artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bobby Moynihan.
Vacation Bobby Moynihan.
Vacation Bobby Moynihan.
I'm on vacation
Hi.
Right now. Yeah.
Are you?
No, but I will be. I'll act like it.
One day.
Someday.
Hi.
It's good to see you guys.
It's good to see you too.
Haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I think the last time I saw you was the day you
the
found
eclipse.
Out. No,
I have no idea.
It was the day you found out that you got SNL. I think it was that long ago.
What?
Because I ran into you on the street
7 years ago.
And you were like, hi. And I was like, hey, what's up? And you were just like, I got a call.
Like, it may have been 2 years ago though. It may have been 2 years ago, and I'm still just
like,
running
now.
Up to people on the street because I can't believe it and bragging about it. Was that yesterday?
That's hilarious. a fine Bobby.
Yeah, if not, then it was 2008. I definitely remember telling the guy in the deli.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You were in a neat state. A real different place. And then it makes sense. Cause then after that I had like kids and ran away. So I wouldn't have seen you.
Well, I remember they kept you on, what are they called? Tenter hooks for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I had auditioned and then the writer's strike happened.
Like
I was about to start or find out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was writer's strike and 9 months of waiting. And then I didn't get it. And then I came back a couple months later and got it.
Oh, that's so stressful.
Bonkers.
Ugh. Just like Lady Gaga said, it's just about hard work.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I listen to everything she says.
Did you guys watch that? I watched the Oscars. Did you watch where they like almost made out on stage?
I have not watched an award show since 9/11.
Really?
Yeah.
This is an interesting fact.
I don't know why, but there was something about 9/11. I was like, I can't watch award shows anymore.
That's the weirdest side effect of 9/11 I've heard. And maybe the least traumatizing.
I'm not afraid of terrorists. I'm not nervous about planes. I just don't watch award shows.
Luckiest thing to happen.
Yeah, you're right.
That is so interesting. I learn something new all the time. She wants to grow up and look at birds and build.
I love birds.
She wants a basement of
woodworking. I do want a woodworking shop, but you're talking about a dollhouse on a ping pong table that I'm going to decorate and touch, yeah. Bobby.
wait. Yeah. A dollhouse and a ping pong table?
No. In a basement.
In a
basement. On a ping pong table.
I'm on board so far. I just want you to know. But a dollhouse on a ping pong table.
Yeah.
So how do you...
one would be playing ping pong on it.
Okay.
It's just for my dollhouse.
Can you see any of the... it's so, like, put it this way. Have you seen Beetlejuice?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Like that?
Yes.
I get that.
But not
I think
a town.
That's a weird way to explain it. Because I picture a tiny dollhouse in the center of a thing and like the net is crushed because there's a dollhouse.
I can't get to the rooms.
Maybe I'm just
in
an
the
idiot.
Way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that makes sense.
I love that idea.
Thank you.
I wholeheartedly would have the same thing in my house.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you dream of one day having like a train set when you're an old man? Something like that?
We're in the process of buying houses now. And one of the main concerns, this is not a bit at all, has been where are we going to put all the dumb stuff that I have, including like a full-size R2-D2 and like things like that. Yeah, like an idiot. So I get it.
Bobby.
I'm on board. I'm on board for that.
Oh,
yeah. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible problem to have, but it could be worse.
It's a quality problem. Ugh, we got to get a house big enough for my full-sized R2-D2.
Well, just to display it correctly.
Yeah. I mean,
you could fit it in a small house.
They can't put it in R2-D2.
We got to give it respect.
Yeah.
Waited all my life to have that thing.
Yes, you did. Oh, so I have 3 kids. They're all boys. They're 8, 6, and 3.
I have 3 kids. I have an 8-year-old boy and then twin 5-year-old girls.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, what you got?
I have 37 kids.
Oh my God.
Yes.
all boys.
Oh, no offense, but that's terrible.
Steve, Tommy, Steve, Steve. And the rest are all Steves.
Who are they named after?
Tommy. Oh,
okay.
No, I have one daughter.
You have one daughter. Yes. Is she, what roughly, is she a toddler or is she a baby? I can't.
I don't know. She's a tabby. She's halfway in between toddler and baby.
Okay,
she's like almost two. Like,
okay, yes.
But that's closer to a year and a half.
Oh, that feels like a toddler to me.
I refuse to keep counting the months.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it. After, not like after that. 19,
look at this.
I
stop. He's got one kid and he's like, fuck those months. Done. I am
no,
done.
It's more math than anything else. Okay. I just can't remember.
You're like, I don't know.
Some months it feels like it was month 16 was 8 months long.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like so I just stop. I can't do the months anymore. I just go a year and a half.
Yes.
I think I'll say too soon.
The past 5 years, it felt like 40.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right?
It's like, oh, what happened to me? Oh, that.
Oh, man. So Vacation Jackson.
Look at their faces.
Then they make you happy. Yeah.
How was your weekend away from the aging machines, by the way?
That's my story. You want me to tell it? So... I turned 40 on Friday.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I started my birthday weekend off by drinking too much, thinking that I was still 20.
The night I saw you?
Yep.
You drank too much?
I was good.
When I saw you, you seemed okay.
I was good when you saw me. I probably should have left when you left. That's always the thing. It's like, you're like, I can keep going.
Where'd you go?
We went to this, I had old fashions, and so we went to this, like, just this bar in Glendale, and, it usually isn't crowded, but it was pretty crowded.
It's crowded.
Yeah. And I just was like happy hour. So I was turning 40, so I was like, we'll do a happy hour where people can come at 6 o'clock and be done by 9 and be happy.
Yeah.
But the problem was, is then at like 9, I was like, let's go hit some karaoke. And that's always a bad, that's a bad
And you
thing.
Had a plane to catch the next day.
Yeah.
And then when I talked to Kate and your husband, he was like, it's my job to make sure that things don't get too crazy because we have a plane to catch the next day.
And he went home. He dropped me off. Karaoke was like, hope you make it to Mexico. So I went to...
He abdicated his responsibility?
No, he just knows me. So he was like, I'm not winning.
He's like, this
I'm
going to
go home and pack.
Sloppy.
And yeah. So we went. We had fun. We sang.
What I made sing? It.
I sang I Will Always Love You as a love song to my youth.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't sing that song. So it made it even better. No one can.
That's why it's a big deal that Whitney Houston and Dolly Parton sing it.
Yeah. So I was like, I used to be young and I'm going to just sing this love song to my childhood.
I think you're really but overstating
probably,
your 30s.
It probably sounded
okay.
More like this. I used to be young and now I'm 40. Oh, it's already started. Hold on.
Like, still was, is entertaining.
Yeah, it was something. It was something. So I made it to, I made it to the airport, but it was like, I was like, I am so dumb. Like, I was so tired. I was so hungover and just like, I was like, I don't want to go to Mexico today. I just want to sleep in my bed.
That's hungover. If you're like, I don't want to go to Mexico today.
Yeah,
I get it.
Vacation.
Yeah.
How late did you stay out? What time did you go to bed?
Probably midnight. We get on the plane.
Yay.
We get to Mexico.
I wasn't sure that was going to even happen.
I got a lot of messages from people going, did you make it? And I was like, yep. Here.
Was it close?
It was like 2.5 hours. So
No. Meaning, did you like almost not make it, or were you just like,
no, I think, no, we made it. It was like, I've only missed like one flight in my life, but I'm the person that is notorious for being like, all right, I got 5 minutes until they're going to close the gate. I think it's time I get in a cab. And then I'm like randomly like walk onto the plane. I'm that like, I've always, knock on wood, had that like lucky superpower of being able to catch the flight and get into the car and make it, like, it's a weird thing. So we got
it's
there.
Terrifying.
Yeah. It makes most people crazy, but, I wouldn't be here today if I didn't have that superpower because of what happened today. So we got, We got there, we show up at the hotel, and I was just like, I am tired, and I just want to, like, sleep. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to eat all the free food, because it was an all-inclusive, so it was like, you can just drink your face off if you want, so why do that the night before you get there?
Can you tell everybody the exciting feature of your hotel room?
Oh, there's a food door.
A what now?
There was a food door.
A food door?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay, so you call downstairs and you go, hey, put some food in my food door. And then they're like, stop calling. No, but so then you hang up and they put the food in the door so that if you don't want them to come into your room or anything, and they just want to drop the food off, they'll drop it in the food door.
Like where you put a urine sample, but they put food. Wait.
So they have to come like to your front door. Like it's near your near the door of the hotel. It's not like a tube system where all
that would be
it's not like a dumb waiter.
Your food's all fucked up when it gets to you. It's been shaking around in a tube.
I'm okay with it.
Like a loose
it'd
salad.
It'd be so fast. You're like, like a bank.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah, so they'll put it in there, and then there's like a little light, and then the food shows up. Every morning there was pastries, even if you forgot to order.
Oh.
Food door.
Oh, I want a food door. I love that so much. Because sometimes it's awkward. You're like in a robe, and then a strange man has to come in, and you make small talk.
Hey,
it's always 5 seconds in when I realize that I'm talking to a grown man, and I don't have pants on.
Right, yeah. You're like in a little robe.
Like, hey, what's up, man? It's my Star Wars t-shirt. Yeah. Hope you like it.
I'm Pooh Bear in it.
Yeah, I'm watching Vanderpump Rules. You got a problem?
You set that up right over there.
Yeah, that's my tray from last night.
You call it Pooh Bear, we call it Porky Pig.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
I call it Donald Duck.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't.
But you just want to toss it up.
No one ever calls wearing a pants and no shirt the Mickey Mouse, though.
No.
I'm going to start doing that.
Great.
But he wears pants,
he
right?
He wears shorts. He wears
shorts, no top.
Maybe no socks.
Oh, no. Does he have... Right.
He's wearing like lederhosen and clogs.
Yeah, he's just got clogs. Like red bike shorts with two huge white buttons in the front.
Bike shorts?
Which if you actually Mickey Moused, it might be a little like,
just
what?
White cotton gloves?
Yeah, just white cotton gloves with clogs and bike shorts.
Hey, ladies.
Hello, put the toy over the aisle.
What are you doing? I'm Mickey Mousing.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
I like it.
Oh, it's so creepy.
I'm really sad. I had so many opportunities and I wasted them all this past weekend.
Oh, stupid food door. Yeah.
Well, so we went to Mexico, and before we went to Mexico, everybody was like, I've never been. Everybody was like, don't drink the water. And I was like, I'm not going to drink the water. I don't know what you're, okay. But so we made it to Mexico. Everybody said, don't drink the water. I got there. I was like, this place is pretty great. Like, the place we were at was really nice. They did have the food door. All I wanted to do was go to sleep. So I sat with Caden and he was like, we went to the first restaurant and you just order whatever you want. You're like, give me this food, give me that food, give me the drinks. And they just bring them to you constantly.
How do you not drink the water? Because don't they wash the food and don't they have ice? Mm-hmm. And I don't understand how any of that works. And you brush your teeth. How does all of that work?
So this is what I found. Mm-hmm. You don't eat all of the food and don't brush your teeth with the water in the faucet.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you're going to get real sick like I did.
Yeah.
But then what are you supposed to do?
They give you bottled water next to the sink and you wash it in with the bottled water.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. So I did the same thing. I brushed my teeth with the water. I drank the water that they gave me at the table. I didn't ask for the bottled water. I figured it was filtered. I had a drink with ice in it. And then I got, I don't know if this is appropriate. It's they called it Montezuma's Revenge.
Everyone knows.
And I got it. So the revenge hit me hard. So to this day, I don't think I've had, like, I went to an all-inclusive resort. I was like, I don't really need to drink. I did enough of that the other day. I don't really need to eat. I'm cool. I think I lost a lot of weight on my vacation. Yeah. I just literally sat by the pool and was like, oh, no. Like, I was like, Kate, now I don't have a story to tell. He's like, you had your own shit show all weekend. You could tell that. And I was like, I don't really want to talk about that. But it was such a bummer because I finally got away from my kids. I haven't been away from them in 5 years.
Oh, dear.
Like, Kate and I haven't gone away and done, like, a thing for 5 years. And then to get sick, like, and I rallied. I took meds, and I was like, I'm going to do this. I can do this. I will say the one thing that felt good about it was like I'd be up all night sick.
You would think Mexico would have a contingency plan. This happens. I feel like this happens a lot.
It happens a lot. Because all these people, like I Instagram storied it because why not? That's what you do, right? You're like, I'm on vacation.
It's 2019. You got
it. So I like Instagrammed a picture of Pepto and was like, don't drink the water. And then all these people were like, that happened to me. That happened to me. That happened to me. I was like, it's true. So learn from me. Don't drink the water. I don't really know what you drink in Mexico then.
I don't know.
Gatorade.
I asked. No. All right. I was like, can you send some Gatorade to my food door? And they were like, we don't have that. But bottled water they have. they
said no. It's impossible. Everyone has Gatorade.
I know. But
also, this is a really ignorant question. So get ready. Our whole lives, everyone's like, don't drink the water in Mexico. Why is it still an issue? Like, what's the problem with the water? That, like, can't they just...
I think it's just...
fix whatever this issue is that makes the water make people sick. Magic?
I think it's magic. The problem is it's the dark arts are involved.
Yes. I can tell you it is dark. It's dark.
I have no idea.
I think when I was reading about it in one of my late night sick... because at first I was like, oh, do I have to go to the ER? And then I was and then I was like, is this cancer? Like, you know, like my mind always goes immediately to
oh my God.
Did you get Montezuma's cancer?
The
ultimate revenge.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, is this the end? Like, I don't know why.
Wow.
Because it just was bad.
That's really bad that somehow you thought you had,
meanwhile, Caden was like,
yeah.
Fast asleep because he ate and drank.
Because he doesn't like ice. Yeah. You know, isn't that crazy to think, like, out of all the stuff you've done to yourself in your life, like, ice is thing that got you the worst?
The night before, I was like, I did not feel good from the night before. So first I was like, maybe I'm just really hungover and I need to, like, rest my body. But the second night is when it hit super hard. And I was like, well, this is definitely, it was like rolling pain, sharp pains, like, can't sleep all night. But I didn't have to take care of anybody the next day. So I could actually just, like, I laid by the pool, took medicine, laid by the pool, and then did that, like, for the past 3 days, which was awesome. It was awesome.
Right on.
But I missed my kids.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I missed them. Like, it was a little shocking to me. It was almost like, I thought I would last longer before I missed them. I actually missed them almost immediately. I was like, I miss my kids. I miss my kids. I want to go home. Like, I wanted to come home to them.
Bobby's like, of course.
No, I weirdly feel the same way. The first time I left for, like, an extended period of time, I talked to a good buddy of mine right before, and he was like, dude, you're going to love it. He's just like, the second you get away, you realize you can relax. And I was just like, oh, man, like, kind of can't wait. Like,
yeah,
whatever. Was thinking about it. And, like, I had the opposite thing where, like, I went back to New York for a little bit and, like, yeah. Like, couldn't enjoy, like, I was like, oh, I'll take a shower. Nice, luxurious shower.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not used to enjoying it.
Yes.
I'm only, like, a year and a half in, so it's, like, it's still pretty new. But, like, I wasn't used to enjoying it. And this was early on, so I was just like,
it's almost uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, it was
uncomfortable. To just not have anything to do.
Yes.
I didn't like it. And I still, when I have to leave now, I hate it.
Yeah, that's...
I feel very lucky that I get to spend a lot of time with them, but now it's spoiled. We're spoiled.
Yeah. I felt uncomfortable. And then I felt guilty because I was like, well, all I have to do today is read a book. Well, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I want to do. I just want to read this book, and I'm not going to text my mom about my kids, and I'm just going to... read. And like, I had to force myself to not do anything, which is like a dream, right? Like, it's all we want is, when I think about, like, what do I wish I was on, like, an island staring at green blue water, I could just get in and out of the pool as I want, somebody just brings me whatever I want whenever I want it, there's a food door and I can read, like, that's the dream.
Yeah.
And I was there and I couldn't stop getting sick. And I felt guilty the whole time. And it was a great, this is me being like bougie. I'm like, oh my God, it was just hard to relax.
Right.
No,
but it was weird.
I went on a vacation with my wife and we both got super sick, but I got sick first. And I remember when she got sick, I was like, thank God. Cause I just didn't want to, like, you feel like,
oh yeah.
That was the other thing.
We we did all this and I screwed it up somehow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
still,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not like, you know, like you did, like there's nothing you can do.
No. But. And that's, I was like, oh, poor Caitlin. Like he can't, he wants to like go and eat. And like, he's like, you want to go to the restaurant? I was like, I don't, yeah, we can go to the restaurant. I would just sit there and like stare at him like, is it good? Or I would like try to eat and kind of push the food around on the plate because my stomach would start going.
Yeah.
And then.
Not to mention, and I know you don't like to talk about this, but I would assume going to Mexico without your kids, you're like, hey, sexy time. And like the least sexy thing is like,
oh, yeah. You know, well,
shitting your brains out for 3 days.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. No. Nope.
Nothing makes you feel sexier than being in a room that doesn't have a fan inches away from your significant other. Just.
Yeah. That was the vacation. But then the other thing was, is we turned into the old people. I felt like the old people at the resort was there's this weird thing when you go to like an adult, and maybe like I've never been on a cruise, but I imagine this is what it's like. It's like the same people are all in the resort, and then they do like a cool fun night thing where they're like, they had like a disco night, and then they had a wine tasting with jazz, and then which turned into another disco night, and then like so, and then they had like an Oscars. They did like an Oscars red carpet where they showed it. And
wow!
And then after that, disco night.
Oh, so,
but it's like all the people that you're
same
sitting
thing
around
with the real Oscars,
at the, right? But I might want to do that. That one I would actually be like, yeah. Wake up, we're going. This one I was like, I kept like looking at my balcony, and be like, turn the music down. Like I just. But then I would get stuck staring at them because it was just so interesting to watch. I mean, these are all the people that were laying next to us naked all day, basically. And there they were just like, whoa, Kesha! Like,
yeah.
And a lot of them were older,
yeah,
having their time of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And I respect them for it. And then there was also, like, the younger. So it was like, there was no, like we were kind of being in the middle. We were kind of the odd men out. It was all older retirees and then younger, like... Let's do this.
Amanda, welcome to 40.
Yep.
That's what it feels like. We are right in the middle.
But I did. So our flight got canceled. We were in the airport today. We got there. And they were like, I got a text saying your plane's been delayed. And I texted you and was like, uh-oh, plane's been delayed. I'll keep you up to date. And then I got another text saying plane's been delayed another hour. And that's when my like Spidey sense kicked in. And I was like, I don't know about this. So I went over to the kiosk. And there was a family standing there yelling at the guy, which don't ever yell at the flight. They're just busting their butts and see strangers all day. Like,
yeah. Well, the best way to get what you want is to yell at someone who could give you what you want.
No. They were stressed out. I understand. I've been there. They're holding like two kids. They got 17 strollers. They're just like, it's like just stuff everywhere. And I'm guessing that flight is a connector to get them to where they have to go. So they were like, we got a plane. So he was finally like, well, I think I can get you on this Alaskan Airlines flight. And they were like, great, do it. And he booked them on that. And then as I'm standing there, I got another thing saying, your flight has been delayed 4 hours longer.
Ooh.
So it went from like 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Yo.
And I was standing right there and I was like, hey, can I get two seats on that Alaskan Airlines flight too? And he was just like, let me check if there's any more. And he was like, I think we might have got, because he was also speaking in Spanish. So I was just standing there smiling, going, gracias, gracias. Like my little bit of Spanish I know. And he was like, okay, I think you're good. You have to go get your seats, though. So I think we got the last two seats. When we landed, I got a text just now saying your flight was canceled. So if my superpower didn't work out, we wouldn't have made it.
Jeez.
But we were able to go boop, boop, and then jumped on the plane. Made it. So great. I'm tired.
Oh.
You seem like someone who works really well under pressure, though. If I'm at the airport and they're like, how can I help you? And I'm like, and I ask them, and they're like, we don't know. I will just fall to my knees and cry.
Yes. That's Caitlin. He was like, I think I'm having a panic attack. We're in the middle of the Mexican airport. This is right now my death dream. Because he at first was like terrified to go to Mexico because there's all of the reports of gangs and stuff. And
kidnapping.
Yeah, so I would send him a resort, and then he would send me a parallel article of, like, somebody who was kidnapped. So I got my way from my birthday and be like, we're going to go to this place. And he was like, okay, we can do it. And so then, of course, when the flight starts, he's like, oh, no, it's happening. Like, he just was like, it's
kidnapped the airplane.
Yeah. So I was like, you just stay right here, and I'll be back. And that's, I do well
It seemed like, yeah.
I'm just like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, Vacation Jackson. That's the Ari at our house. Because, yeah. I think I go to, like,
in real rage. Situations, I feel like I'm okay. But in any retail situation, anything where it's like, especially airports, I'm just like, please. Like, I hate traveling. So it's just like, I'm just like, please don't tell me I can't go somewhere. Yeah. But like, I don't freak out, but I just lose. Like, I'll just cry. I'm useless.
Yeah. No, it was. So I'm relaxed because I have had time. We went to bed really early every night. I was up first. I got the greatest chairs on that beach. Saw the sunrise almost every day, which you're supposed to sleep in, but I don't really sleep in anyways. And I like getting up early. Mm-hmm, like the, me too. That's the best time, and especially like so on the beach, more. It feels so good because it's super peaceful. Mm-hmm. So I had a good trip,
good.
Even though I was sick. But so that's a little why I'm like, hey,
hey. Our sponsor this week is Care Of.
Oh, I love Care Of.
I do too.
They take care of getting me my vitamins when I need them and the ones that I need.
That's right. So you go to their website, you fill out a little quiz. I did it today.
Yep.
Because not only are they offering now like vitamins and supplements, but they also sell protein powder.
Which is awesome because you can put it in like your coffee.
That's right. Yeah, they have it in like, I think it's like vanilla, chocolate, and unflavored. I almost said unscented.
Awesome.
So yeah, you can like put it in your smoothie, put it in your milkshake, you know, give it to your kid probably. I mean, whatever you want. But yeah, so I was doing the little quiz today and it's very fun and it's very cute and it's very easy. They ask you kind of what you want to work on. So for me, for example, I was like, I'm stressed out and I'm so tired. And so those are the things I want to focus on, like improving my health.
Did they give you those energy sticks?
Yeah, they have these little energy sticks. You like take them and it's like a shot of B vitamins and it tastes
like a pixie stick. It really tastes delicious. Yes.
So when they send these things to you, so you fill out the little quiz, they figure out what you need to feel better and get healthy. And then they send you little daily packs of vitamins.
Yep. And they're all prepackaged and it's exactly what you need. You can put them on the go. You can take them in your bag with you so that if you forget to take your vitamins that morning, later on you're like, oh no, I forgot my vitamins. All of your vitamins that you need are already packaged and ready to go.
Exactly. It's super easy and convenient. And they'll send it to you every month for as long as you need. You can always change it. You can always stop it. It's a really great company, and I really like their product.
Yep.
Care Of. All right. So
Why Mommy Drinks get a special promo code this month. For the month of April, you get 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter WMD50. That's for 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter WMD50. So, Betsy, I have to go to a wedding this summer. And I'm thinking it's in France, so I need new clothes.
Yes. You need a whole new closet of clothes
the
for
problem
your
is,
French adventure.
I don't have the money for a French adventure. Yeah. And also, I'm probably going to only wear my French adventure clothes once.
Right.
So, what should I do?
Well, you should check out our sponsor, Poshmark.
What is Poshmark?
So, Poshmark is a free app. You download it, and you can shop from millions of closets across America.
Yeah, I heard there's like tons of different brands that you can choose from.
Yes. Yes. So, if you want like a dress for this wedding, you can find, I don't know what brands you like, but like Zara or...
I mean,
J.Crew.
Yeah, it's all there.
Anthropology, whatever your favorite brands are, you can even like type it into the app and they'll like kind of curate a whole sort of, it's almost like they've curated a little store for you, a big store actually, like a mall, just filled with clothes for women, men, kids. They have shoes and accessories. They have makeup in there.
That's awesome. Yeah, they have like fancy bags. Like you can get a Louis Vuitton bag, all kinds of things like that, right?
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So you can, when you're done with your French adventure and you don't need these clothes anymore, you can sell them on Poshmark.
Right.
and like other people can come and look at your closet, is what they call it, and they can, you know, let's say you have this dress that you're selling, mm-hmm. and you want $160 for it. I'm like, I don't have $160.
Right, you can make an offer.
I can be like, hey, I'll give you $100 for it, or I'll give you $20 for it.
That's
awesome.
And
you can choose to say yes or no. And it's super easy to ship for the seller and the buyer. I use it all the time.
What's your handle?
I'm UCBT_Betsy at Poshmark.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I have to say, like, ever since they became our sponsor, I've started using Poshmark for buying and selling, and it's really easy, and I really love it.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm going to France, and I'm going to be dressed in Poshmark clothes. So, listeners of Why Mommy Drinks, you can get $5 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code Why Mommy Drinks when you sign up. That's invite code Why Mommy Drinks.
All one word.
Go on the app Poshmark and just enter Why Mommy Drinks to get $5 off your first purchase.
I would like to tell you about what has broken me. Please.
All right, let's hear.
Now that we've heard about your fabulous...
Yeah, I'm like, my vacation broke.
I mean, I'd take a diarrhea weekend any old time. Over, yeah. Okay, so my 8-year-old Rex, we've been really struggling with taking responsibility for his own actions. And even when we see him do things or he knows he's done something, he will find a way to like shift sort of blame usually onto us, but onto anyone else. He will never take responsibility. He will never shoulder the blame for anything. He's like a cornered animal who like will just scratch to get out of any situation like that. So there were two things that happened. One was today and one was yesterday. And the one yesterday was the worst of the two, but I'll tell you that one first because it's chronological. Okay, so yesterday, Ari went to work. I was exhausted. I had to put all the kids to bed by myself. I feel like I can't remember if we showered or whatever. I think I showered everybody. And so Rex took his shower, and then I asked him to brush his hair afterwards because otherwise he gets like a fucking insane rat's nest. It always looks so fucking insane. He can never get... I'm always like, go back and brush your hair again. He's like, I did. And I'm like, well, there's fucking crazy like dreadlock in the back.
Yeah. They won't let me brush their hair anymore because now they're like, no, we got this. And they'll brush it and they just brush like
just the sides and the front.
It's like the 90s, right? Where they have just like the little tendrils on the side and then it's just like on the back. And I'm like, no, just let me touch the back. And they're just like, no, I got it.
Yeah, he doesn't like it when I brush it. He's like, it hurts. And I'm like, because I'm getting knots out. That's the purpose of brushing your hair.
I have this long hair for the first time in my life, and it's insane.
It's something.
Well, your hair is curly, so do you brush it? You just kind of...
Yeah. I mean,
oh, you do?
It's long right now. It's past my shoulders when it's down.
Wow.
Like, and it's all like just like little curly
spirals.
Curls. Yeah. They made me cut my hair and shave my beard for 9 years, and now I've lost like, my mind.
Well, because like, before you did SNL, you always had...
I had
remember
longer hair, but like,
longer hair
never
and
got
a
to
beard.
Hear. Never got to hear.
Yeah.
This is like clean for my beard right now.
Oh.
Like I had like...
Whoa, like birds are living in
That's
it.
That's funny. I always know when I know people from, because like people from UCB know me from having long hair.
Yes.
Because that's when I was like, this is how I want to look. And then someone else decided that for a long time.
Okay, so, no. So let's see. Okay. So I was like, go brush your hair. I bathe his brother, and then I come out and I'm like, hey, Rex, I need that hairbrush to brush your brother's hair. Because if you don't brush it right away when it's wet, then they look like fucking insane the next day. So where's the brush? He's like, I don't know. I was like, well, you were the one who used it last. Where is it? Because I need to use it. And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, okay. No one else knows. You're the only one who would know because you're the one who saw it last and used it last and touched it last. And he's like, I don't know where it is. And I was like, okay, well, here's the thing. you were the last one to use it or touch it or see it. So you're responsible now for finding it. Okay? And he was like, no, you're responsible. And I was like, no, you are responsible. So we went around in this circle for 5-10 minutes.
Oh.
And he got really mad and like in my face. To the point where I kind of had to like gently like push him away because I was like, you need to give me some space here.
Were you like, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
He was so mad.
No.
Getting really riled up. And then I got really riled up and I got really mad to the point. Okay. You know, when you find yourself in like a situation, like you're in that situation and then you're like, holy shit, this has escalated. How did this get to this degree? Because this is stupid. And I remember how it started. And so I found myself at some point with my hairbrush, just banging it on the side of the bunk bed going, find the brush. Where's the brush? Like an insane old, like an insane old lady. And
so you were holding a brush?
I was holding my brush because at some point he was like, we'll just use your brush. And I was like, fine, but you are responsible for the brush because you lost it. You were the last person to see it. And so therefore, you are most likely to know where it, like, how do you not know where it is at all? Like, if you brushed your hair. So, yeah. So we just like went on and on and just escalated. And yeah. And then he was like blaming me. He's like, you should know where the brush is. I'm like, how would I know? I didn't have the glass. You had it. So yeah. So at some point he gets my brush and then that, you know, whatever. So at some point, so we're yelling. The baby is upset. I mean, Odie, the 3-year-old, is upset, obviously, because we're like screaming at each other because I was really the adult in the room. I feel like looking back, I was really keeping it cool. I was really like just like at my tip top parenting moment. So Odie's like crying because he's vibing off of the tension and the noise. And I'm sure Ajax was just like doing his middle child thing in his bed, just like reading and ignoring it. And then at some point I see the brush. I'm like standing there. And at some point too, I'm like, get on your hands and knees and look for this. Cause that's the other thing. He's like, he just kind of scans the room and is like, I don't know where it is. I can't find it. And I'm like, well, at some point, you know, you're 8 years old. You're going to be a grown man one day. And you need to know how to find things. You can't just be like, nah. Like, so I was like, get on your hands and knees and like look under the bed and look under the crib and look under the couch, like find this brush. And so he does, and he kind of half-heartedly does it. And at some point I can see the brush all of a sudden. I realize, oh, it's next to the couch. And I'm like, hey, Rex, I can see the brush from where I am. Get the brush. He's like, I can't. Like, it was just like so out of control. And then I don't know, he finally like fucking found it, and then he was like angry at me for it was just the worst, you guys. It was just the worst.
Times are the times where you're just like, I can't do this.
Yeah,
I'm
the worst at this. I should retire from this.
But they never stop. I feel like it doesn't, but that never stops.
No,
it does. Okay, so let me tell you the second part of that. Sorry. So today, Rex, the same kid, my 8-year-old, had a friend come over after school, which was awesome. And she's great. And at some point, so Odie had made this structure out of magnet tiles, and he had filled the inside. He had filled like the second story of this magnet tile structure with a bunch of marbles, like a bunch. Rex comes into the room. He walks into the magnet tile structure. The marbles go everywhere. I say, Rex, you need to pick up those marbles. And he's like, no, I don't. You pick up the marbles. I'm like, no, they weren't on the floor and now they are. And then like Odie comes in, he sees marbles and he kind of like lays in them and like moves them all around. And so then he's like, well, it's... Odie put them everywhere. And I was like, well, but they wouldn't have been on the floor for him to touch if you hadn't walked into there. I just need you to get the container and put the marbles back. It was, it would have taken like 2 minutes fucking tops. Cause we're in a small room and they didn't go that far. We're in a small room. The room is like the size of this room right here that we're in. So, like, imagine if you have a bunch of marbles.
We're in an airplane hangar.
We're in an airplane hangar. So that escalates, and he will not take risk, no matter how many times I try to explain. They're on the floor because you made them fall. It was an accident, let's just pretend. But you need to pick them up. It's not my job to pick those up. It's not Odie's job. It's your job because you made them fall. And he had such a like fucking tantrum about it. And it got to the point where I was like, he could have picked them up 100 times and put them away. And instead he just got all upset and like blamed and angry. And it got to the point where I was like, I guess I'm going to have to tell your friend that I need to, maybe your friend needs to go home. Mm-hmm. Cause like at the end of the day, like you can't fuck with me like that and have a friend over. I'll send your friend home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was a kid, that would have not flown.
Nope.
Right.
No.
So yeah. So I was like, I'm going to text her mom. And I like got as far as like I wrote it out and I just didn't press send. And then at some point his friend came in and was like, oh, let's just pick them up. And he was like, Dane, my mom. And he was like so mad at me. But she helped him pick them and they picked him up.
That kid, be good friends with that kid for the rest of your life.
She like reins him in when he's like, I'll just put this trash on the floor. She's like, you know what? Oh, hey, maybe you should pick up that trash. Yeah,
she's going to be
lucky. We're kids.
She's going to be like at the airport when she's an adult and she's going to always get that extra seat.
Rex will be the yelling couple. Yeah. Give me a fucking seat. I deserve it.
Oh, hey.
I don't know. At some point, I need to teach him responsibility for, you know, taking responsibility for your own actions and not blaming other people for things that you should be responsible for. But I guess not this week.
It's like, gosh, I feel like we just learned it from Who's the Boss, or at least I did. You know what I mean? Like there's no show out right now that's sole purpose. Like, you know how children's programming is like, here's how you clean yourself.
Daniel Tiger.
I feel like those sitcoms, even Golden, like not, well, more so.
There were always morals. The boss,
like, there
things.
Was always like, hey.
Yeah.
If you steal.
You're going to die of an overdose.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it was, we don't have that anymore.
No,
you're right.
The 80s, it was big.
Oh, Bobby, tell us what has broken you.
I've been pretty lucky. I'm hearing your stories. I go like I thought my story was a good one, and now it's like the silly. It's the silliest, dumbest thing in the world. It was a 2 second thing, but it showed me what was to come in a way of just like my daughter's like wonderful, little beaten heart. You know what I mean? Like she's great. We're very, very, very lucky. Good sleeper, everything. Very lucky. We're the maniacs.
Yes.
She's the best. And I hadn't been feeling well at all the past couple days. Like I just really was really zonked out and finally started feeling better and got excited. And I was in kind of a crabby mood in the morning, felt bad about it, was feeling guilty about it, and was kind of like, you know what? I think what I need to do is just get up, get out of the house a little bit and like just go literally just go play and like go feel good about everything. And I was like, you know what, honey? She's like, I'm going to take you to the playground. I'm like, you know what? I got this. I'm like, you feel nice. You feel like you're helping. And I took her to the playground. Literally the whole walk there, I was just like, this is going to be fun. I was in a great mood. She's got a little pink car. And I took her out.
Oh, one of those playground, like little push
right
ones.
Near our house. Yeah, yeah. So
cute.
We just went right over there. And we get to the playground. And the second I get to the playground, there's this woman there. And I see her there a lot. Oh, God. She's always taking pictures of herself, taking selfies and doing stuff. And it really bothers me. Yeah. And it's very cliche, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, get off your phone, lady. Like, yeah. Watch your kid. Like, obviously, whatever. It's not my
she's
place.
She's with her kid and she's taking a ton of selfies?
I don't know if it's her kid, but she's always with two children. We'll put it this way. The same two children are always running in the same vicinity of a lady who's taking pictures of herself. So I'm guessing they're hers.
She does not
watch them.
Interact with them in any way, shape, or form.
And I hate to be like, I mean, we all take selfies, but when I see people doing that, I'm so full of hate for them.
It makes me realize how shitty I am because I won't pull my phone out because I'm embarrassed that someone would see that and they would think I'm a bad, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I guess I'm like, whoa, I realize how affected I am already by other people and how they view me as a father, like, so much.
Oh, it's so nutty.
Oh, God, man. And people love to tell you what they think.
Oh,
which is
yes.
Brand new, like, all of a sudden.
Yes. Being a new parent is like, it's like being a woman.
Just everyone.
Everyone's, let me tell you what I think about you right now. You should hear it.
Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. fascinating. But I'm at the playground watching this lady, and I remember like having the exact thought of like just really trying just not use your phone.
Yeah.
Just don't even take it out. There's no need to. Even for pictures, because then you start whatever.
Oh, I need to do
And
that.
I just, the solid 40 minutes of just playground, running up and down, lots of slides. She's like at the point now where she's getting really good. And like, we're having a blast. And I'm clearly just a child. And like, I have to remind myself, like, I don't know these other children. There was a kid the other day, like, pretending there's like a little general store in like the mm-hmm. thing. And he was like, what do you want? And I was like, a cheeseburger. Like,
I love it.
His dad looked at me like, what are you doing?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, and you forget that you can't, it's a different time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to literally, like, I don't know. I'm very new. My first child. I don't know what the etiquette is when your child runs up to another child and grabs something. I don't know it yet because it's very new to me.
Yeah.
So, and all that stuff and boundaries.
And it changes each time depending on the kid
and the parent. And I think it's a case by case situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
My feeling is just like, I don't know yet. You know, whatever. But I don't know.
My feeling is, and I do this, and it doesn't always go over well with other parents, especially if they're like helicopter parents. But I tend to just be like, hands off, let them sort their shit out, and like, let's see what. And unless they like get physical with each other, I'm just like, I'm not even.
Children?
I don't even see. Yeah, kids.
Oh, my God. See, that's where I'm like, I'm at the point where, like, I grab my daughter. If she goes in within 8 feet of another human that is not already smiling and looking at her, I'm like, don't. No. Like, I am 1,000% just like, do not bother another human. Like, I don't know why. I'm just like, I don't know why. I'm at that point right now.
My kid will, like, take a shovel and run with it, and I'll just be like, I guess that kid just learned about getting his shovel taken.
My daughter's like the mayor everywhere she goes. Hi. You know, just like she's very, very, very outgoing. Wow. Wants to hug and kiss everyone.
Odie does that anytime we leave a place. He has to wave and say goodbye to strangers.
Every single person in the grocery store takes us 17 hours. Hi. Hi. Wawa. She goes, Wawa. She starts telling them the names. She calls Daniel Wednesday, Wawa.
Yeah.
She just starts going through all the names of characters and Sesame Street characters.
Oh, it's like water cooler talk for her. She's like, have you seen?
She wants to make friends too. And,
oh my God, that's good. So cute.
It's the best. It's great. We're very lucky. She's the greatest. But like, she'll run up. I also am realizing now, I've seen the first time where she like walked up to a kid, said hi, and like went to hug him, and the kid went like weird and walked away from her.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
And she looked back at me like, Dad, what just happened? That little boy did not, that wasn't a man. Sorry.
To her, maybe.
It was a tiny man. She was like looked at me like, what just happened? Yeah. And I was just like, life just happened.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
I didn't say that. I'm just kidding. That was more for the podcast than anything else.
Yeah, No, I mean, I hope you, that'd be amazing if you're on there. You're like, life just happened, kid. There you go.
I feel like Kara Copeland talked about something similar to that, that her daughter used to hug everyone when she would see them. And every now and then a kid would be like, don't hug me.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, God.
Boundaries. You know, if she was a boy, I'd be like, oh, no. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a little glad. I thought I wanted a son. I guess I did. Mm-hmm. And then when I realized how much harder it is, I think, to have boys, maybe?
Really? I think, I have all boys. I feel like
they're different.
It's just different.
I have a boy and then girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Twins, I can't imagine.
Because we had the, like, amazing, my son was, he's very calm and he's logical. He's a little old man. He also would walk around and say hello to everyone after he assumed, all right, they're okay. I can say hi to them. Like, he was very like, So then we said, we should do this again. We are clearly great at parenting. And then we got twin firecrackers.
Amazing.
And they're just like, yeah, yeah. Like, they're the kids that are like run around and they're like, who are you? What's up? It's a hamburger. And then like, go away. And you're like, where did they go? Like, where did they go? They just are gone. So I don't know, because girls are emotional and a little, it feels like they're more emotional, but my son is very emotional. So
yeah, I'm very emotional. My daughter's going to be a mess.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think that they all kind of have their own, from my experience of what I've seen so far, they all have, it depends on the kid. It really does.
I think the general, like if we had to really generalize the sexes, I've always heard that with boys you pay now and with girls you pay later.
Oh, no.
So, like,
that's the worst sentence in the world.
That boys will, like, draw on your couch and, like, rip down all your curtains. And
girls do that.
And, like, shit on your floor. You're right. Girls do all that.
My girls do that.
But then, and girls will be like, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to follow the rules. And then later on, they're like, I'm a teenager and I'm going to ruin you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The other thing I...
Well, great. No, no. Well, my story is very silly and adorable.
Now
she's going to be a monster.
Well, then you'll come back on and you'll have another story.
And I'll just be crying the whole time.
Well, we've had those shows.
No, my story was we went to... So just a glorious day. We had like a wonderful, glorious time at the playground. And I literally was thinking to myself, I was just like, I needed that. I was like, that felt good for my soul. I just played with my daughter outside in the fresh air for a long time, and I didn't look at my phone. I feel really proud of myself. And then I picked up my phone, and I was like, oh, I got an email. And I opened the email, and it was about a job. And I was like, this is great. And I was like, I can't read this right now. Because I'm looking at my phone. I'm not taking away my daughter. And it's only been like 10 seconds, not even. And I turn around on this glorious, perfect day, and my daughter is just standing in the center of the playground, 4 feet away from me, just eating a slice of half slice of pizza with dirt on it. Just by the crust, in her mouth, just eating, staring at me, smiling, eating a slice of pizza, and there's just dirt all over it.
It's like, oh,
10 seconds. And that's it. That terrified me. It was just
my,
like,
God.
All day long, perfect attention. 10 seconds, I looked away.
That's it.
Broke me.
I love it so much. Oh,
because that's
so I finished
it.
The pizza. And
Oh man,
that's so funny.
That's so true. Right?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm doing everything perfect. I'm doing everything. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the first time like that it had happened where I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Where did you find that? There was 10. What?
So you smacked it out of her hand. What did you do?
I literally pretty much did that. Okay, I went like, whoa. I think I just knocked it out of her hand and then was on the ground. I kicked it as hard as I could. And she was like, yeah, new game. Kicking the dirt pizza.
Oh, yay. But, at least she wasn't like, hey, my treat.
No, she doesn't. We got lucky, man. She's like me, man. She's just happy. She wants people to be nice, and if they're nice, she's happy.
Yeah. That reminds me of a time I was walking my dog, and he found something like a French fry or something on the ground. He was a puppy, and he ate it, and I was like, oh, no. And I tried to get him to drop it, and then he dropped it, and his whole mouth and beard was just covered in ants. Oh. It was like he had a beard made out of ants. And that reminded me of that, because when you said that, I just imagined your daughter just covered in ants, a little ant beard. Ugh. It was so gross.
I told
the kids are so gross.
A little while ago about eating trash at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
We were in line and somebody was like, excuse me, your daughter's eating trash. And I was just like, oh, God. And then you have to stand in line with everybody and you're like,
did my kids ever eat garbage? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, someone came up. You weren't the kid who ate the trash. Somebody came up to you and told you your kids were eating trash. Amazing.
Yeah. So I was standing there.
She wasn't even. Yeah.
I would have been
I was just standing there, and somebody else was like, your kid is eating trash right now. She just picked that up, and she's eating it, and she was just like, nom, nom, nom. I was like, what is that? I don't remember what it was. Like
it was
a
chocolate
ring.
Or something.
Yeah, she was like, chocolate.
I would have. I think my improv brain would have kicked in, and I would have been like, thank you, and then grabbed it and started eating it, and been just then stared the woman down and been like, do you have a problem?
It's Nutella.
We're homeless, and we had made enough money to come to Disneyland. You're the bad person.
God.
How much expensive food is at Disneyland?
Don't eat it all.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring.
That homeless man was intense.
Oh, that's so bad.
Was Walt Disney.
And then just stare at them the rest of the line.
Just keep asking them for money.
Oh, my God. I love it. Thank you for sharing that story.
Pizza, dirt pizza.
Oh, dirt pizza.
Yeah.
We've all eaten dirt pizza. The true story, I got real drunk on my 30th birthday and cooked a California Pizza Kitchen and got two slices in before I realized I never took the cardboard off the bottom.
What?
Not proud of it. Oh, I ate two slices of cardboard pizza. Ladies. No, I'm just
kidding. Ari and I went to a dim sum place once and they gave us something that was in a lotus leaf, and we didn't know you were supposed to take the lotus leaf off of it, that it had been steamed inside. So he was just eating the lotus leaf, and he was like, a leaf, and he was like, this is not good. This is gross. It's like tough. And then all these, the waiter were like, is this edible? And they were like, no. And then all the waiters came over and just like laughed at him.
See,
like
that's
pointed
when you double
and
down and take a bite out of the plate. Did you see where I go? This is how I deal with things in life. It's like, let me seem more insane.
You're like, fuck you. I meant to do that.
Well, it's not my fault you served me something that I didn't know. Tell me I'm not supposed to eat it.
Right? You guys,
I blame them.
You guys served this person a plate of duck tongues. How could we not know?
I worked at a Pizzeria Uno for a long time. I feel like people would always go like, excuse me, this is disgusting. I'm like, that's kale. Like, and it was like back then, 20 years ago. Kale wasn't like a thing. It was a garnish.
Yes, it was a garnish.
Right.
It was the thing you put lemon on the side of a cheeseburger. Like, you know, it was just there for like,
oh my God.
It was essentially like plate decoration. And now it's $1,000 a pop.
Yep.
Bobby, I forgot you helped me get my job at Pizzeria Uno, I think. You helped me in some regard. I can't remember how.
I really remember this now.
Do you?
And it's fascinating because that was a long, long time
very
ago.
Very long ago.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I apologize.
That was a grim year.
Yeah. I worked there for like 9 years.
Oh, dude.
Which one?
Yonkers, New York, and then South Street Seaport for a while, right before 9/11.
So opposite ends of the world.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. And then one in space.
Wow. Bobby, is there anything you would like to promote? Is there anything you want people to watch? You do a zillion cartoons, follow you on social media.
Oh,
tell the people what they should do.
Watch DuckTales and Star Wars Resistance and We Bear Bears and Nature Cat and Summer Camp Island and other ones.
Oh, he's on so many cartoons he can't remember.
Yeah.
But you got a new thing coming out I just saw that you posted about.
Do I?
Don't you have on Comedy. Is it Comedy Central or no? Didn't you post something?
Oh, Lofi?
Yeah.
No, that was something
what
else.
What is that? Because that's awesome.
Thanks. Check it out.
It looked awesome.
It's on IMDb's Unmade. It's a show. They did a show called Unmade where it was like, it's like you, they contacted, it was like pitches that never got made. And then they kind of, mine was an animated idea and then they animated some of it.
But
yeah, it's about is it called Lofi? It's about a manatee a manatee who lives at the Central Park Zoo and is a weed dealer. And he's the best weed dealer in New York City, but he can't leave his tank, so you have to come to him.
Who do you play on DuckTales?
Louie. Of Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Ben Schwartz is Dewey. Danny Pudi is Huey.
Yeah.
David Tennant is Scrooge. Kate McCucci is Webby. Beck Bennett's Launchpad.
Oh my God.
Amazing cast.
Wow.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, too.
Lin-Manuel Miranda's Gizmo Duck.
What?
Yep.
I should just watch these shows. Do you want people to follow you on social media? Where can they find you?
On the thing. Sure. It's Bibby Moynihan. It's spelled wrong on purpose.
On like Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on that. And I'm on the, on Twitter.
On Twitter.
I'm awful with it. I retweet a lot of things.
Me too.
I go to bed.
Yeah. I just retweet and then I'm like, I'm angry about politics. The end.
Yeah. I should just tweet, I apologize. Don't bother. Every day.
Just every day.
Hey, nothing changed.
Bobby. You've done a great job.
Thanks. I feel like it.
You are.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It was good to see you guys.
It was good to see you too. Amanda, you're doing a great job.
Yeah. I'll talk to you when I have more kids and actual problems.
There we go. Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm sure she'll give you some.
Yeah. Oh, God. She did the other day. She came around the corner. And I hugged her, and it was just slimy, and I was like, what just happened?
Uh-oh.
And then realized that she had a wet spot from her chin all the way down, but then like everything was soaked, and I was like, she spilled her water drinking, and I was like, no, this is slimy. And what happened was she had grabbed the bubbles off the counter and tried to drink the bubbles.
She tried to drink bubble solution?
Missed, and so it just went
everywhere
down here, thank the Lord.
Missed.
So it was a hilarious, terrifying close call.
That is so confusing.
Yeah. All my fault for leaving. Well, it's just that it's like, do you feel like do you have that like 2 week period where you're like, whoa, she can reach that?
Yeah.
And then you have to stop leaving things on that. Like, it's like that transitional period of like, so now we're up to 4 feet tall.
Yes.
Everything in the house has to be above water level.
Yeah. and then they climb.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And once the climbing starts, you're like, they can climb. Oh, no. Oh,
I forgot about that.
I say they because Wesley still doesn't climb. He's like, there's no need.
Yeah.
We never
had girls are like, blah, 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 blah. What?
My daughter climbs everything. Wesley's a dope name. My best friend in the world's name, his son is Wesley, and I love it.
Yeah.
Great name.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Betsy, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Everyone's killing it.
Yeah. I'm crushing it.
Straight up crushing it. Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And, you know, it's a free show, so a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep. And if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, especially tell your mom group.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on Twitter at Mommy Drinks Show and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group, Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. And you can leave a message on our hotline.
Copy with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Copy with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Copy with your shit show.
424-279-8842.
Yeah, if you find yourself just shitting your vacation away or
eating dirt pizza
or you are slamming a brush up against a damn bed screaming, find you! No, that you know what? You're doing a great job.
Yeah. Why Mommy Drinks.
Campfire.